Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today because this show today is really one that I've been looking forward to. Now, Doc Bill, you have heard me go on and on and on about this wonderful cruise that I had back in July on the Paul Gauguin's Moana ship over in Europe. It was just fabulous.
Well, the ports were fabulous. The pictures were great. I mean, it's a lot bigger boat than the Sapalong Ferry.
It's a little bit larger.
And a lot better food. But again, I was looking at the pictures, it was a great trip.
Well, you know, it really was because one morning leaving port, that sunrise was so beautiful. I mean, the sun was sparkling over the water and just cast this golden glow on the ship. It was just so beautiful. You almost need to be a poet to really and truly be able to describe really some of the scenery. It was just so beautiful.
Well, you went to many ports, and why don't you tell us about some of the ports you went to?
Well, we started out in Nice. I mean, I'm happy to do this. I'll just jump right in. I had so much fun. We started out in Nice, which, of course, everyone knows is a beautiful city, and it's known for its beaches and the favorite vacation spot over in Europe. And we left from Nice and then docked in Monte Carlo and had a great time there. And, of course, Monte Carlo is known for the Grand Casino. And along with that comes all the fancy cars, the movie stars, the jet setters. You know, you can just love the city for really star watching and stargazing because they are there in their fancy cars. I mean, it was really a sight to see. And, of course, Monaco also is known for Grace Kelly, who became the princess of Monaco as well. And then we were off to Villefranche, still in France. And we spent a day there, and I had an opportunity to walk around the cobblestone streets and take lots of photos of old colorful doors and, you know, just really wonder what took place. You know, what stories could those doors tell if they could talk? You know, it was just so many fascinating doors to see there. Then we started sailing into Italy and went to the port of Santa Margherita. And we anchored there, and we were tendered in to have another full day of walking around the city. And that is where we had an opportunity to go over to Portofino. Now, Portofino is a quaint little coastal town that is very popular with tourists. As a matter of fact, there were quite a few Americans there. I ran into a lot of Americans and heard that, you know, American English being spoken all around. So that was comforting. But that little city is like walking into a postcard. It's so beautiful. And it's actually the favorite of the captain. So I'll talk a little bit about that and how I talked with him about why Portofino is so special to him. Then after that, we were off to Genoa. And Genoa was where Charlotte was just talking about that great excursion where I went shopping with the chef. Well, Doc Bill, I have to let you know, this was the one stop where I was really, really wishing that there was some kind of way I could just snap my fingers and have you there because you would have loved that tour of the market. We went shopping with the chef. The chef took us all around. We had a chance to sample cheeses and different types of fruits and just all kinds of things. I mean, it was really fabulous. And we actually had an opportunity to purchase some of the food that we then had for dinner that night. And dinner that night, we had a chance to go behind the scenes back into the galley. It was awesome. It was really good. Then we went to Florence. And, of course, Florence, we take that little short trip over so we can get with everyone else who's trying to hold up the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And my new friend that I met there, I have to give a shout-out to Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. She was with me, and we were taking lots of pictures trying to hold up that Leaning Tower of Pisa, but we did leave it leaning. We were not so successful with that. But then on to Elba, which a lot of people may not know this, but this is the place where Napoleon was exiled, and it's a beautiful place. I mean, if you've got to be exiled, I say go to Elba. It was beautiful there. And then finally, you know, we docked at Rome, which was the end of the tour, and that is where they had to pry me off of the boat. But I was going to Rome, so lots of time to go and see all of the historic sites there, which Rome is, of course, known for.
Different than Rome, Georgia?
A little bit different from Rome, Georgia, but Rome, Georgia has a lot of history, too, I'm sure. But, you know, I had a chance to also talk with, as I mentioned, the captain, and Portofino is his favorite.
I went in 40 years. I have a pleasure to let us sail everywhere in the world. I was 10 seasons in Antarctica. Mm-hmm. I spent 10 beautiful seasons in South Pacific, Tahiti, which I think is the best job for any captain in the world. It's a dream job for everybody. But even from these dream jobs, you can get tired sometimes. And I love Tahiti, I love Pacific. I love South Pacific very much. But my religion is still Mediterranean. It's where I was born, where I was fed, where I have all these flavors. I understand the flavors, I understand religion, I understand philosophy. Very specific part of the world, I must say. Because all these countries which are connected by the sea, from Spain, Italy, France, Turkey, Greece, including the Africa, Algeria, Morocco, everybody who is, you know, facing the shores of the Mediterranean Sea, it's the same people, same philosophy, and I feel very, very good in this environment. It's the same mindset. And the people who live at sea, let's say in France, are different than people who live in Paris. And we are communicating with the people who are living on the shore most of the time, you know, when visiting the port. So Mediterranean, I must say, for me is the greatest place to be, especially for this ship, when we can go to every little island, every little spot where nobody can go, and it's another adventure also for me, as a personal adventure too. Yeah, it's a great challenge, adventure, and good to show, let's say, new island which we encounter, which we invent just this year in May. I mean, island was always there, but never visited by cruise ship, so we went there by accident, and then we input it in our itinerary, and a passenger loves it. But it's beautiful to come with the ship to Cape Town to see the Table Mountain. Lovely to enter with the ship to Rio de Janeiro. Amazing to cruise in Antarctica between the 1 million penguins and icebergs and whales.
What size ship were you on with that? A very large ship, or?
Well, in Antarctica. We were on a large ship, but we were only going with 50% capacity. And we were actually, I was with Lars Erik Lindblad, the pioneer, so we were the first one to start cruising down there. And I have very good 10 seasons without any accident, without any drama. So I find it very educational, very, very challenging, actually. And this, if you ask me for the story, this is one of the stories. You know, we were one of the few, I think the only ship, who ever did this circumnavigation of Antarctica. So when you start from Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, and then you go to Peninsula, and then you follow the coast of Antarctica, at the end you end in McMurdo Sound, and then finish in Christchurch. So when you come in Christchurch after 3 weeks, when you go to the restaurant, when you try this crispy, white, cold New Zealand Chardonnay with some fresh fish, it's a good feeling to be in, let's say, civilized place after this wilderness of Antarctica, which I love very much. But the taste of Chardonnay is still in my mouth. I still know the feeling. This is why I love Chardonnay. It's a good story.
And, you know, like I said, I agree with him. And I had a chance to talk with Nelson, the hotel director, and ask him, what is it like working on a cruise ship?
I mean, yeah, I do connect with my parents, but, you know, I'm single, so I don't have to take care of the wife, the dogs, and the kids. But after that, you know, this is what the captain was saying in the beginning of the meal. You know, this is a lifestyle. You choose the kind of lifestyle. You have a lot of lifestyles very similar in land. If you work in a very demand, you have a very demand job and you are a little bit far away from where you live, you can be away from your family all week and then come back in the weekend. Very few jobs give you this privilege to have 3 months off.
Oh, that sounds like the life to me. I could work on a cruise ship. When we come back, we'll talk food on the Moana. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.